There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Jacobs. Co-host TJ Inman will be along with us shortly. We have two special guests with us, Alex Compton and Riley Kine, who are joining us to talk about spring practice. Alex and Riley both write for Hoosier Huddle. We couldn't ask for two better days to start spring practice, and then it got cold, but that's spring in Indiana. TJ, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing great, Sammy. It's, you know, NCAA tournament time is heating up, and I know we're not a basketball site, but both you and I definitely sports fans in general, so certainly looking forward to next week, even though our Hoosiers absent, hopefully for the last year in a long time, that'll be the case. But I'm definitely excited to talk spring practice. It's a very important offseason for Indiana football as they try to put in the work now to get themselves in position to head back to a bowl game.
Yep, and before we bring Alex on, TJ, you mentioned March Madness. We're doing our ESPN Bracket Challenge again.
Yeah.
I'll put the link out on Twitter. It's the group is Hoosier Huddle. Winner will get a Hoosier Huddle t-shirt. I'll send it out to you. Not high stakes. It's not one of these $100,000 prizes. Frankly, I can't afford that. I think if we all pooled our money together, we probably couldn't afford it. But let's bring in Alex Compton to talk a little bit about the offense and practice. Alex, how are you?
Good, Sammy. How about yourself? Exciting couple of weeks here, ramping into spring ball. Well-deserved spring break, but ready, kind of like we said earlier, for some March Madness.
Yeah, Alex, I was down with practice with you on Sunday. We got to see the offense a little bit during drills without shoulder pads, and then you went to another practice on Tuesday where they were in shoulder pads. A couple guys stood out to me. One of them was Mike Penix. Can you just talk about the quarterback situation a little bit?
Yeah, so obviously well-documented at this point. We kind of highlighted it in the offseason before camp started, but kind of a three-headed race right now. You talked about Penix. He is kind of as talented as advertised coming in here, but you got to remember he should still be in high school at this point. So obviously a lot of different things come with that. Got to mature, but that just kind of comes with some seasoning, comes with reps, so nothing really to worry about there. Really just is throwing fastballs right now. You could chalk it up to nerves. You could chalk it up to wanting to make a good impression, but finding that dial to turn kind of the velocity up and down kind of just comes with those reps and that seasoning. So made some really nice throws on Tuesday. One that really stands out to me, hit Sean Bonner for like a 30-yard seam route touchdown over the middle of the field. So that was a really nice throw, kind of turned some heads on the sideline. So, yeah, Mike is doing well. Obviously a long way to go, but he's got four college practices under his belt, so I need to kind of keep expectations in check for now. Flipping the script here a little bit, Peyton Ramsey, I still think right now he's kind of the guy. If the season were to start tomorrow, I think he's kind of your QB1. He's acting like a starter out there, looks like a leader. Players are kind of respecting him and kind of looking to him for that leadership, so that is good to see. He does look healthy, which is nice. Kind of hindered his play at the end of last season, just being banged up. So being healthy is obviously a big part of his game, and being able to move like that in the run game is huge for him. So and then Nick Trani is kind of the other guy. He's someone that I was very high on when we recruited him and were able to sign him. I would say he's probably the backup if the season were to start tomorrow. Pretty inconsistent. He's made some really, really good plays and then some really, really bad plays so far. But you have to remember, he didn't really get reps at all last season in practice because Richard Lego and Peyton Ramsey kind of split those reps. So just getting reps is big for Trani right now. He's showing some good signs. So at this point, I would say it's still pretty wide open, though.
Yeah, one right. question and I had, Alex, regarding the quarterbacks, one question I had, in more as it relates to Peyton Ramsey, it's kind of my opinion that if Peyton Ramsey would have been healthy for the entirety of last season, based on what we saw from him when he was healthy, I think he'd kind of be the unquestioned starter and a guy that a lot of people, a lot of Indiana fans would be quite excited about to have as the unquestioned starter heading into this season. Is that kind of how you see him as we enter this year, or do you think that the gap really would be that close to, even if we saw healthy Ramsey all of last season, the people would still be wondering who's going to be the starter?
No, I think you kind of hit it right on the head there. I think if he were to have stayed healthy last year, I think the starting spot would have never been kind of relinquished to Lego back at the end of the season there. I think he showed a lot of really, really good signs as kind of a freshman quarterback in the Big Ten East, which is just a really tough position to be in the first place. But I really think kind of his stats and his overall play and confidence were really dampened and kind of hurt by his injury, kind of really held him back. So I think being healthy, I think you'll really start to see kind of the full scale of his development this year. But like you said, I do think if he were to have played kind of all of last season, I think we really wouldn't be talking about this right now.
Right, and mentioned Sean Bonner at the tight end position. That's a position that's wide open with Ian Thomas graduating. You have Ryan Watercutter coming back, who's made a couple highlight catches, and then Austin Dorsey has been mentioned by the coaches a couple times about his play in practice. Is this going to be – I think it's going to be a job by committee, which isn't the worst thing in the world. You're going to need to keep guys fresh down stretch, and all three of these guys could do things a little bit differently. How do you see that shaking out right now?
Yeah, so that's kind of, I think, one of the more important position battles kind of on the team besides probably linebacker and quarterback. Like you said, I do think it's going to be kind of production by committee this year. I think Watercutter's kind of, you know what you're going to get, very vanilla, won't make mistakes, good blocker. Doris is the guy that I kind of marked down as one of the guys that stood out to me so far through just four practices. But with the offense this year, I think so far in practice there's a lot more of option in the receiving game. So receivers have the option to break off their routes a little bit differently and maybe turn them into a kind of a different play that wasn't called at the line. So Doris is kind of really good at that, kind of improvising, and he looks much more fluid in his cuts and his routes, which is good to see. So I think just being confident, all four of those guys kind of have to be ready to have their number called and step up and make some big plays. But Bonner's looked okay. He looks much more athletic than when he came onto campus. And then Peyton Hendershot looks much bigger now. He kind of is probably going to be the best receiving tight end we have on the roster, but obviously he's going to be a redshirt freshman this year. So that just, you need some seasoning, need some snaps. But tight end, I would say, is probably wide open. I think Watercutter and Doris probably get the majority of the snaps just because they complement each other pretty well, but need those other two younger guys behind them and Bonner and Hendershot to step up this year as well.
Right, and one of the things coming into this spring practice was the hiring of Coach Ballou, and it was something that I noticed, without their pads on, these guys look to be more cut. And it's only been 6 weeks since they started working out with Coach Ballou and Dr. Ray. Is that something you saw on Tuesday? Maybe it's something we'll notice as practices go on. But how do you think this workout program and new strength and conditioning coaches is affecting this team this early in spring practice?
Yeah. So kind of the biggest difference that I've noticed so far is that the drills that the guys are doing are kind of done with a purpose. So you're seeing the corners are doing drills to get faster on their first step. You're seeing receivers get stronger with their hands. You're seeing linemen get faster on that push, things like that. So the guys are much more lean now, and I guess they have much better football strength that is going to be much more kind of tangible and functional out in the games, which I think is going to be really, really important. But like Marcelino Ball, he looks like he hasn't missed a beat. He's probably one of the most jacked dudes I've ever seen. He looks healthy, moving great. That's good to see coming off the injury. But you got guys all across the board that have made significant gains. Like I talked about Peyton Hendershot. He's a guy that redshirted and looks much better already. So, but I think it's much more about kind of drill specific for position groups, making sure that in the game you're going to have that extra half step or that extra little bit of strength you're going to need to kind of to win that battle.
Right, and then offensive line-wise, they return everybody on that line. You add Nick Linder. That's something that we've all been keeping an eye on. And just how it's hard to tell this early in spring practice, especially without pads and only one day in full pads. But how do you feel about this offensive line and the running game behind it?
Yeah, so right now I'd say I'm confident in the offensive line. I think the nice thing about it is that if a couple guys don't play as well as they are expected to, we have options now. So we really have kind of a deep, versatile line, which I think is going to be a strength compared to years past. But kind of going across the line, I think the left side, I think opposing teams are going to have a really tough time getting to that blind side if Ramsey or Trani's the righty quarterback back there. But because Coy Cronk and Wes Martin are absolute monsters. So Wes Martin in practice, the practices I've been out to, no one can get it past him. Whoever you throw on him, no one's getting by Martin or Cronk right now. So that's really good to see. And they're kind of really being anchors for that offensive line, which is important. You talked about Linder. Right now he's kind of splitting snaps with Hunter Littlejohn at center. So like you said, it is early. It's kind of tough to tell where everybody fits in at this point. But I would expect kind of when camp summer camp runs around that he probably should be the starter there at center. Right guard's open as well. I think Mackenzie Nwora has looked really good as well. Looks quick out there. I think he's a real asset in the run game. And then right tackle, Brandon Knight looks healthy again. So I didn't see any effects of his offseason surgery. So he looked like he was moving well, excited to be out there. One of the more vocal guys on the line as well. So really deep group, really experienced and versatile group. So I think definitely one of the strengths of his team kind of heading into 2018.
And then running back.
I'm particularly excited to see number one where Linder ends up. I kind of think he's going to be playing at center, and then two guys that I mean Wes Martin I feel has been pretty underappreciated by Hoosier fans, myself included. I think he's just a really solid player that could potentially have himself an All-Big Ten, one of those Big Ten teams at guard this year, at left guard, as a senior. And then another guy, the two that I'm really excited to see, Harry Kreider and Mackenzie Nwora. I think that they've got both of them just a ton of room for growth. And if one or both of those guys can step up and kind of be the kind of players we hope that they can be, it's just going to can be a very good offensive line that gets back to being a strength as opposed to a question mark. So those are kind of the two swing players, if you will, that I think if they go up and play to the level we hope they can, this line becomes really exciting to watch.
Yeah, touching on those guys, Kreider's been playing a ton at guard so far in camp,
yeah.
So that would indicate to me that I think Linder is eventually going to stick at center. Because then he has kind of him and Littlejohn there. So Kreider's playing in a lot of guard, which is nice. And then Wes Martin didn't give up a sack last year. And I think I'm pretty sure he's got the longest active streak of pass snaps without giving up a sack in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he is just a beast, yeah.
Yeah, how much bigger does Kreider look? Because we've seen and heard reports from various places that Kreider is somebody that has significantly bulked up and developed, which is something you kind of expect for a guy in his second year on campus. But it sounds like he has been, turned himself into a man here in the past 12 months or so.
Yeah, upper body, you can see it definitely just from standing on the sidelines. He's now able to kind of, instead of just dealing with defensive tackles, he's kind of moving them around and placing them where he wants to, which is really nice to see from a second year guy. But another big thing for him is conditioning. So I think last year we kind of saw it towards the end of the season and second half of some games, he got a little tired just
mm-hmm.
from being a true freshman. But yeah,
yeah,
definitely upper body strength is there. And I think the conditioning is getting there as well.
All right. Lastly, before we get Riley on, let's talk about the running backs. Morgan Ellison is back. He looked good. Cole Guest looks like he's running at the twos as well. And then you have Ronnie Walker in for spring, four-star incoming freshman. He's there. Mike Majette's been practicing as well. You know, Ricky Brookins and a couple other walk-ons. How do you feel about this running back group heading into the rest of spring practice?
Yeah, I think you kind of got a really, really nice 1-2 punch. I think Morgan Ellison kind of established himself last year as a true freshman, as a guy towards the end of his career that's going to be one of the best backs in the Big Ten. Behind him, I think Ronnie Walker ends up as the guy that takes like the second most amount of snaps. He's looked good as well, obviously still getting acclimated. I'm keeping things very vanilla for him right now. Kind of just want to get him understanding about the reads and where to hit the holes, things like that. Behind him, I think you got a nice mix of versatile guys that can fill in based on matchups. One guy you did forget to mention is Craig Nelson. I think he's kind of been really surprising and turned some heads so far in camp. They've been using him a lot in the screen game. So I think that's a kind of a nice new wrinkle of the offense that I think was kind of looked away from last year, as I think we could get screens back into the game with some running backs, especially Nelson. And then Cole Gatson, I still think he's one of the fastest straight line guys on the team. He had a 55-yard touchdown in practice the other day. So, I mean, he blew right by like Juwan Burgess and LaDainian Hunt, who are some of the fastest guys on the team. So, running backs are good. I think you'll see them a lot more in the passing game this year, so that'll be exciting to watch.
Cole Guest, there was a tweet about him. Probably had the fastest run in practice. Well, thank you, Alex. Enjoy your spring break. Thanks for being on. And we'll talk with you again as spring practice resumes after spring break.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that was Alex Compton, our writer down in Bloomington, who has covered a couple of practices. And now we bring in Riley. Riley is on the road down to Florida. She's kind enough to join us. Riley, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Kind of jealous of you going down to the warm weather as we're stuck here in cold Indianapolis. Riley, you were down at practice yesterday, the first full padded practice, focusing on the defense. What were your big takeaways from the defensive side of the ball?
I think that overall they looked really strong despite losing the number of seniors that they are. I think that the defensive line looked awesome. I think they looked very strong. One player that stood out to me was Alan Stallings. He made his blocker miss multiple times. He was getting the quarterback quickly. Andre Brown, he had quite a few knockdowns. Overall, I think that they looked good. They losing the number of seniors that they did, I think that it's going to be just a spring and summer with a lot of growing pain. But I think that so far I was impressed with what I've seen.
Coming into spring. Yeah, go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, Alan Stallings, very player we came in with a lot of hopes for, is a kind of a wrestling champion with a lot of raw potential to be a good pass rusher. But I think last year, toward the second half of the season, we started to see him turn more into a wrestler that was trying to play football into an actual legitimate pass rusher. And that also, you know, comes along with body development as well as he got bigger. Do you think he's a player that could turn into that go-to pass rusher that can just beat his man one-on-one, no scheme needed, that he can just be the guy that provides that consistent pass rush off the edge that IU's really been looking for these past, I'd say, three or four seasons? They have not had that guy.
Yeah, I definitely think that Stallings is a guy that he has the speed and he also has the strength. And from what I saw, I think that he definitely has the ability to be that guy for the Hoosiers and to be the number one pass rusher and to get in past his blocker and to the quarterback.
looking at that defense line as well, you know, another incoming freshman who, you know, kind of gone under the radar is James Head. The guy, I saw him on Sunday. He looks like he's ready to play physically. He's probably a little raw on the talent side, but he's a guy who's long. I think he's 6'3 or 6'4. He's got long arms. Looks like one of those typical SEC defensive ends that they just throw at you, and he's all arms. You can't get away from him. And then on the inside, you have guys like Mike Barwick, Jerome Johnson. We haven't seen much out of Juan Harris and them yet. This defensive line, especially with recruits coming in, has a chance to be really good. Riley, looking at the secondary, you talked in your practice report yesterday about the senior leadership of Jacob Robinson and Jonathan Crawford. Has that translated on the field? Is there something on the field that you take away from their leadership?
Yeah, I mean, at practice, you can just like tell that they are the leaders, and that they're just directing the younger players. They're helping them out, and they're really stepping up, which is something that Coach Tom Allen was saying in a press conference, that they need Jonathan Crawford and Jacob Robinson to step up and be more vocal because of the youth of the defense. And I think that from what I saw yesterday, they're definitely I saw Crawford just telling guys where to go, and he was just being very vocal out there, which is definitely good, and it's something that Tom Allen definitely was focused on. So,
right, and then we look at that Huskies position. They're joining rooms with the Stinger, which is that outside linebacker, rush linebacker that Tigre Scales played. You know, the one guy that stood out, and Alex talked about Marcelino Ball. He looks like a superhero with the way he's been working out. He's up to 219 pounds, 8% buff at. Just what have you seen from him getting back on the field? Does he look to be back at that all Big Ten level that he was as a freshman?
Yeah, he's huge. just looking at him out there, you can tell that he's hungry and he's ready to be back. And he really looks like he hasn't missed a beat from coming back from last season off an injury. He really looks really strong out there. And he's also another leader, despite only playing the 1 year and then being hurt last season. But he's definitely a guy that they are going to look to make consistent stops. And, yeah.
Go ahead, TJ.
One thing I was wondering about with Marcelino Ball, it seems like he's bulking up to be, and Sammy mentioned this, a little bit more of that Husky position, to be a little bit more of a linebacker. So kind of behind Marcelino Ball, who are those players that maybe are going to step up as kind of backup Huskies, or guys that they play in more pass-specific situations? Would that be kind of Isaac James rotating into that role, or Brian Fitzgerald finally eligible and able to play after the snafu from the admissions department that prevented him from being eligible last season? Is there anyone else besides those two, or are those kind of the two guys that you're seeing as would expect to get those looks in more pass-heavy situations?
I saw a lot of Ball, but another guy that actually stood out to me, who just recently switched from wide receiver to defensive back, was Jonah Morris, and he was he just being like in the new position for only a few weeks, I was still pretty impressed with what I saw. He was knocked down a couple passes, and yeah, he was getting to the ball quick. So he's another guy that I think that we can look for in spring practice and going into the summer and just see what his abilities are.
Yeah, Jonah Morris is a guy we kind of get lost in the shuffle. He was at receiver and moved back, so it's good to see him doing good things on the defensive side of the ball. Riley, thanks for taking the time out of your long drive to Florida. Hopefully this was about a half hour entertainment for you and your crew down there, heading down there. But safe travels, and thank you for joining us, and enjoy your spring break.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, that was Riley Kine, one of our student writers over at Hoosier Huddle. She did an excellent job yesterday at practice, braving the cold. She got locked out with Matt Weaver for a little bit there at practice. TJ, only seeing one practice without pads, you know, you could definitely tell the difference about this team physically. We'll see if it pays off in the season, if this team is able to finish these games that they've not been able to finish in the past. But physically, they just look a little bit more ready to play in the Big Ten. A few things, final thoughts from you, TJ.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how that does translate to the field. Obviously, you know, it's one thing to look leaner. It's one thing to look more cut. It's another to kind of have that translate to success on the field, to meaningful results on the field. And that's something we're just not going to know, and the coaching staff's just not going to know for sure until you see them out there against another opponent in a close game. Obviously, the goal is to turn those close losses against, you know, programs that you're struggling to beat, like a Michigan is the first one that comes to mind because we've been so close to them so many years now, turning those close defeats into close victories. And that's where your work right now is going to either pay off or you're going to come up just short again. And that's not to say that it's, you know, for nothing, but that's why you go get a guy like David Ballou and implement the strength and training program that he is to start winning those close games. So we'll see how that plays out. But in terms of players in spring practice, you know, the things that I'll continue to look for, obviously quarterback is the biggest issue that that we're all thinking about. But there's not really going to be a whole lot that we see for that. His spring game is going to be telling, but I do think Peyton Ramsey is going to come out of spring as the QB number one. When Michael Pittix has more time to develop, will that change? Time will tell. But the other positions, you know, linebacker, there's so much up in the air there. Kind of that, maybe the second corner spot, maybe even both corner spots, that's up in the air. I think that the defensive line is kind of solidifying itself as it seems like Alan Stallings has had a very nice offseason so far and maybe solidified himself as a starter on that line. The offensive line, that's one that it sounds like progress is being made there, and that's a big deal. I think a position that we didn't touch on that is wide receiver, Nick Westbrook. It sounds like he is back to, while he's still wearing non-contact jersey, but sounds like he is at least looking the part of what we saw in 2016.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Such a good player. Yeah, such a good player for the Hoosiers. And they need that. They need him to be that dominant receiver that they can go to whenever they need to play. So you've got him, you've got Timian, a player that I feel like we both think can be an absolute star. Watt Billier. A lot of good pieces. We didn't touch on wide receiver. It doesn't feel like there's quite as much unknown at that spot. Really, the only unknown is whether or not Nick Westbrook can return to be that, and then, you know, who can kind of that, who steps up to be the primary, if you will, behind Timian and Westbrook. I kind of think Walt Fillier is going to be that guy, but a lot of options out there for the Hoosiers. And then running back, you just don't know much. It's really hard to tell anything from running backs when there's not full contact. It's really easy to run the ball when nobody's trying to tackle you. But
yeah,
I think of all the different positions that are really up for grabs. It's going to make for an exciting wrap up to spring. And then the spring game, I think, is really going to be pretty fascinating.
It will be. And, you know, we kind of skipped wide receivers a little bit. The main concern there is just total depth. You have a strong top three. And then Wop, Jacoby Hewitt is, you know, he looks like a guy who should be in high school, you know, who's still a high school senior by age, but he has the ability to become one of those guys. He's got to play. You know, these two young guys have got to play. They don't have that much depth there, especially moving Jonah Morris over to defense. But,
yeah,
you know, coming into this, we thought this would be an interesting spring to watch based on the position battles. Tom Allen said that this quarterback battle is going to be open all of spring and into fall camp. So we'll see who takes the reins there. Right now, you're right, it's Peyton Ramsey's job to lose. We'll see if they bring in a graduate transfer quarterback. Other than that, it's wide open, fancy, to sit back and enjoy it. And one of my biggest takeaways from spring practice and just being there is there's a lot less talk. Last year, I know a lot of fans had an issue with the breakthrough, just had the athletic department and whoever marketing and everybody just hammering home, we're going to break through. And it was just, you know, it became almost like a slogan for broken promises. And Allen has his word of the day for the team, and it's just less public. And I think that, you know, that makes me feel a lot better about external expectations on this team. And we'll talk about expectations going into the season at that time. I don't know what to expect because I don't know what this team is all about yet. So there's so many things that we still need to figure out. So it's going to be an interesting run up into the spring game on April 14th. TJ, as always, thanks for hopping on with us and co-hosting. Enjoy March Madness coming up, and we'll be back, you know, after that first week of the NCAA tournament when spring practice continues.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think if you have the more you're able to evaluate and start to, like you said, kind of determine what you think the expectations for this team should be. There's still a lot of pieces still to be determined. But I do feel pretty good about the pieces out there. It's just a matter of whether or not it's going to come together as we get to the season, because it certainly shouldn't be together yet. I mean, no team is. So it's okay for there to be growing pains, and it's okay for there to be question marks right now. You know, that this is the time for it, and the goal is just to get those answers as we get to the season opener.
Yep. All right. That does it for tonight's episode of the Hoosier Huddle podcast. Hopefully we give everybody traveling down to spring break or out to spring break, wherever you go, a little bit of entertainment in the car. It's 45 minutes. Just think that might be 70 miles or something like that. So enjoy spring break. Have a safe and great time. And we'll come back when spring ball continues. All right, keep coming back to HoosierHuddle.com. We'll have practice reports from every practice we are at. If we're not there, we will. IUHoosiers.com puts out videos that tell you what happened. So anyway, come back to HoosierHuddle.com. Follow us on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle. Join our ESPN Bracket Challenge. It's always fun competing against us and all the writers, myself, TJ, Nathan Comp is already signed up. The rest of our writers need to sign up, compete against us for bragging rights. We'll send you a t-shirt as well if you win and stuff like that. So enjoy the rest of your evening. Hoosier Nation, and come back soon.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.